The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our...
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a blustery evening of soccer for the Albia Blue Demons. Brad Gray, Steve Rockwell here broadcasting live from Kelowna in round two of the sub-state soccer tournament. Brad, this is going to be tough conditions for the Blue Demons and Kelowna, to Iowa Mennonite, to play in.
Yeah, the wind's out of the south, as many people know, and it's blowing pretty hard, and the field goes north to south, so wind will play a factor in who gets what in what half, and then just tough for us out here broadcasting in the middle of the field here. So
absolutely. For those of you at home that are listening, I'm going to tell you right now, Brad and I literally are standing nowhere near a cell tower. Nowhere near. So our signal may fade in and out with this strong wind and not much cell signal up here from the provider that we have. So bear with us. Hang tight and let's hope for a Blue Demon victory tonight. We look out on the field and we look at the Iowa Mennonite squad, Brad, that physical appearance might be as big a team as we've seen this year.
Yeah, I say across the board they all are all up at 5'10". Quite a few of them. There's a few shorter kids.
Absolutely.
Must be a couple Irish transplants up here or something. But, you know, there's a lot of tall kids out there on the field. But that, you know, height doesn't win the game.
That's exactly
heart
right.
Heart does. So hopefully, Albie's been through quite a few overtime games, and they got a lot of heart and they won't quit. So hopefully that'll show up tonight.
You know, and doing homework for this game, I look back and I believe the Blue Demons have been in six overtime contests, and three of those OT contests have gone to a PK shootout at the end to decide the winner, to where Jordan Krall won all three of those PK shootouts with his fancy defensive effort in the net, and then the Blue Demon strikers were able to put the ball in the net and offset any defensive performance by the goalkeeper on the other side.
Yeah, I know Monday night game was quite a boost for him. I know the kids are pretty excited, so hopefully that momentum will carry over here tonight.
One thing I want to bring up is that in Monday night's contest, I didn't do a very good job explaining this on the air, in that second round of penalty kicks, it's sudden death, basically. It's alternating kicks, and if one player from the team that shoots first scores, the team that shoots second has to score, or else that match is over. That's why we didn't get to see Colton Thorpinghouse shoot that magic number five for us, because Blue Demons won in that fourth set of kickers, and Shadow Leshen put that one in to bring the Blue Demons up here to Kelowna tonight.
Yes. And it's going to be quite a match. I think, what are this team, 14-4, something like that?
15-4 now with the last win.
15, that's right, Mid-Prairie.
Yeah.
Oh, they played Mid-Prairie. I thought they played...
They had a bye in the first round of the tournament for the last game of the year.
Oh, it was with Mid-Prairie, okay.
That was a tough contest. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Brad and I will come back here with the starting lineup in just a very short period of time, but we're going to send it back to Scott Fry at the studio. And then Brad and I will be back to bring you what we hope is another Blue Demon soccer victory and advance us into another game Saturday at noon, if we can, against the winner of Mid-Prairie and Solon. Come on back, listen to Thunder Country, KIIC 96.7, and cheer on a Blue Demon victory tonight.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Versatility comes standard in all John Deere products, but for one final month at Barker Implement, versatility comes standard in the pricing too. Low prices and the lowest possible financing rates are available on some of the best-selling products for the season. John Deere's Gators, compact utility tractors, lawn and garden tractors. Learn more about the John Deere Green Tag event ending at the end of May at ebarkers.com or visit any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender.
First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Pack up the perfect picnic with Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Vandekamp's pork and beans 15-ounce cans are 59 cents. Hormel Natural Choice family packs of lean and meaty country-style pork ribs are $1.89 per pound. There's a super buy on Deli Fresh sliced American and American Swiss cheese, just $2.99 per pound. And Old Orchard concentrated lemonade 12-ounce cans are 79 cents. Save at Jim and Charlie's.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774. Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot, in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Albia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, AutoPAP, and BiPAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
The Monroe County Hospital, winner of two Summit Awards for excellence in healthcare.
Our revenue has stayed incredibly strong above budget through this recession, and I think that's the local support we got. And it's not just because we're close, it's because people know when they get here, they're not a number, they're going to get excellent care, they've got a higher nurse-to-patient ratio, we're a safer hospital, and they like their local care.
The nurses, and always asking you, how are you? Is there anything I can do for you? Maybe I just stay longer because they wait on you, you know?
The Monroe County Hospital.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to tonight's broadcast by Thunder Country KIIC 96.7. Steve Rockwell here with Brad Gray alongside me. And Brad, this is going to be a constant battle to stay live on the air, I think, between the small amount of cell signal we have and this crazy wind that we're battling here. I'm going to guess, what do you think, 30-mile-an-hour winds here?
Yeah, I believe so. I talked to the AD before the game, and he said they don't really have these wind problems usually. It's kind of a fluke deal, so maybe it's in our favor. We'll see.
Well, hopefully the Iowa Mennonite team has not seen wind like this, and they don't know how to control the ball in it. situation. And we have seen some win games. Well, tonight the Blue Demons come in at 9-8 on the season, fresh off of a win. I believe it was a fifth win in the row, Brad, if I'm not mistaken. And that was an overtime thriller, double OT, double PK shootout win over a very game and very tough Williamsburg squad. The Blue Demons are facing a team from Iowa Mennonite that is 15-4 on the season, and I believe they're coming off of a couple of wins, one off of a victory against Mid Prairie Wellman, 1-0, a counterpart of ours.
Yep.
And that 1-0 indication to me, by that score, tells us that this should be another war.
Yeah, I believe it should be. I mean, hopefully if Albia shows up and plays their game, we're strong in the midfield, I think we're going to give these guys a run for their money tonight.
I think it'll definitely.
Hopefully they're a little overconfident with their record, and they see our record. And of course, we brought ours up a few weeks ago. They would have thought it was no...
Exactly, and a credit to the Albia boys. This team has fought back. You know, they struggled finding the net at times this year. Defensively, though, they remind me of the 2010 squad when your boy Ethan was a freshman and my boy Derek was a junior, and we got hot late in the season, and we rode that streak right into the state tournament. As you look, I wore a shirt tonight to remind us, and hopefully the boys noticed that 2010 is a season that this team reminds me an awful lot of.
I think we're getting ready to start here. Looks like Iowa Mennonite has chosen to have the wind.
Probably a wise decision on Mennonite's part, because a lot of teams, if they win this battle and with the wind at their back in the first half, they'll pack it in with 11 guys in the box, just like we saw all night against Williamsburg. And that will mean that if they get up one or two goals here in the first half with this wind, it's going to be tough for the Blue Demons to come back against it.
So far, both teams are just kind of playing a little cat and mouse in the midfield here. Albia's controlling the ball a little bit more than they are.
Nice ball by Jordan Krall there. Comes at it, challenges. Mennonite knocks it out of play. Shadow Leshen with a good throw in to Andy Henderson. Plays it up to the left corner to Ethan Gray. Played out, chested out nicely by Mennonite. And then Ethan Gray stays with the effort and forces Mennonite to kick the ball out of play. I'm sorry. It'll be a throw in for the Blue Demons. Shadow Leshen will take the throw. Oh, I guess he's just being courteous and getting the ball forward to
Cody. I think he got outvoted there or something, so Cody's going to throw it in.
Something about a captain and a senior overrode that decision, didn't he?
There's a throw in Ethan's feet.
Nice throw into Ethan Gray. Gray does the right thing, gets it back to McCarty. McCarty plays the ball in towards the middle of the field. That wind just took that ball completely away from where it was supposed to go when it was originally kicked. It was supposed to go out of play, Brad. And
looks like Albia in the first corner of the game. Factor in this, hopefully get our bearings on that.
Yeah, Cody McCarty's been incredibly accurate all of the season with his corner kicks. Let's hope that he plays the kicks a little bit off of it and doesn't play it too deep with that wind, because we just missed the head around the crossbar. Blue Demons, we had two guys.
Got another corner coming. Went off Iowa Mennonite.
Deflected out by the Mennonite squad. So this time we've got McCarty going to the opposite side of the field. Going to bring the corner kick in. We've got Jordan Krall clear on the backside of the net. This time he's going into the teeth of that wind, and it's going to be, that wind's cutting kind of diagonally across the field right now, Brad. And it's going to be tough for Cody to get it in. He might be wise to play one back or play a short ball. There he plays one back to Mason Cox, but headed out nicely by Iowa Mennonite. As you might expect, this at 15-4, this team hasn't given up a whole lot of goals. They were in the right spot defensively there. Ethan Gray with great pursuit back, unfortunately deflects it into a good passing angle for Mennonite. Ball comes down. Now we're on the opposite end of the
foot race to the corner. Looks like the wind's going to take it on out.
Yeah, once that ball gets free on that grass, this is a tight cut field, it looks like, Brad. It looks like this is going to be a fast game.
Unfortunately, it went out the sideline. Now this is going to be some strategy. We haven't had a goal kick yet, but
Cody Wynn with a nice kick up, clears it out of the box. Won by Mennonite, but right back to Jordan Krall. Unfortunately, Krall's kick doesn't find its way over to Mason Cox. Mennonite's attacking. Good pressure by Jordan Krall. Now the ball's on the right side.
Shadow Leshen in pursuit.
Nathan Peters with the ball at his feet. Plays it out to
Ethan Gray. Comes in and kicks the ball.
It's a nice play there, but it's going to be a corner, I believe.
Corner for
Mennonite.
Mennonite.
Once we make a play on that ball, into that wind, with the wind, that thing's going to go forever.
Yeah, we'll kind of see how their angle of shooting is here.
Mennonite with a corner kick. Plays
he shoots low. Intercepted by McCarty. I got a couple people in front of me. It's hard to see.
Yep. We're sandwiched just smack dab in the middle of the two benches. So we're going to be shielded once in a while on the view. There's a misplay by Mennonite. Ethan Gray giving chase. Nice play back by Mennonite. Plays it back to the next line. Out to Andy Henderson. Andy Henderson runs it up to Ethan Gray. This is a real foot race here. Defender for Mennonite.
Oh, Ethan's going to get blamed for that. No call.
Incidental contact, obviously, is the call by the referee. Ethan Gray clipped the back tee.
Crosses
back
over to Henderson.
Unfortunately, nobody in the center of the field to clean it up for the Blue Demons. That was a great play, putting it back out in front of the net, just dead center of the net there. McCarty plays it forward. Errant pass picked up by Shepler from Mennonite.
Mennonite's kind of struggling with the ball today and the wind a little bit, trying to get the bearings. This field's a nice field. It's been, I think, established for several years. It's pretty solid grass out there. They got to cut kind of short, so it's kind of a faster track tonight.
Yes, it is, and that explains an awful lot to me about the stats that I look at for Mennonite. They score at goals in bunches, a lot like the Blue Demon squad from last year. Ball's cleared out of play. It'll be a throw in. Andy Henderson's going to take this one. He finds McCarty with a man behind. Up to Kral, who flicks it, just trying to save it as the pass was a little errant.
A little more bounce there would have been nice for Albia.
Kral with the challenge was a nice play. A little bit of contact on the backside. Mennonite didn't appear to really enjoy that. Of course, I wouldn't either with Jordan coming at me like that. There's a play up to the front. Ethan Gray just misses it. Just flicked out of his reach before he could get to it. Henderson plays it up forward again to the left corner for Gray.
Oh.
Mennonite with a nice save right there. Iowa Mennonite hustles. They want no ball to be a dead ball, it looks like to me. They want to keep that ball in play and take advantage of time, run you into the ground a little bit. Throw in. Headed out beautifully by Shadow Lesh and comes deflected back to Andy Henderson. Henderson plays it out of play over the touchline. It'll be a throw in for Iowa Mennonite. So far, it's been an evenly played game, Brad. It's been an opportunity on each end.
Both teams are just kind of feeling each other out a little bit, trying to see how they're stacking up athletically with each other. A little bit of physical contact in the middle of the field now. Jordan Kral and Cody McCarty with a couple of Mennonite boys.
McCarty kick plays it forward towards Mason Cox. Played out nicely by the Mennonite defender. It'll be a throw-in for the Blue Demons here. Blue Demons on the attack here. We're on the offensive third of the field.
They're attacking to the south goal.
We've got 34-30 left in the half. In the first half, still no score. Jordan Kral gives chase, plays it out towards Henderson. Let's see if Henderson can save it before it goes across. He cannot.
Just didn't probably go where he wanted to that time.
Jesse Shepard, with the throw in.
There's a bad touch by Mennonite. McCarty heads it. Mennonite kicks it out of bounds. They're frustrated a little bit.
This wind is going to frustrate both teams tonight. There's no question about that. McCarty with the throw-in. He's got Leshen behind him open, and he opts to go forward to Gray, who was also open. He and Henderson were running a little bit of a crossing route there.
Oh, we lost that.
Yep.
Foul on Ethan, was it? Or
got a foul. I'm not sure if they called that on Ethan or if on Mason Cox coming through and with a little bit too much contact. But at any rate, right at the midfield stripe, it's a free kick for Iowa Mennonite. It was just a little bit more incidental.
Need to mark up. I don't know who their best strikers are. Do you have their names?
I do have their sheets, but I fear pulling out any piece of paper because I think it might end up clear across the field. Tommy Rhodes is their number one scorer.
He had 15 or 16 goals?
Yes, sir. He has 15 goals and 4 assists. And he is number 8.
Number 8. Number 4 is the one kind of pressuring the ball quite a bit.
Yes, he is.
So far.
And shockingly, Brad, another game where we have a number that's not on the roster. We have a 3, we have a 5, we have anything but a 4. There's Henderson plays one forward. Shetler gets it for Mennonite.
A little bit of battling out there. Ethan Gray pursuing.
Gray with a nice challenge again. Here's a breakout for
nice cross by Mennonite. They got the ball out.
Great play by Solinger to block that crossing pass that was coming. And then we have Cody Wynn clears it. He says no more of that. We're just going to take it out of play.
That went down on the boys' baseball field.
Yes, it did. That'll take a while for the ball boy to come back from that one. Here comes the Mennonite with the attack again, still on their offensive third. Number 4 kicks it over to Shetler.
They're working it to the right side here.
Nice short passing game. They're playing a nice diamond passing game, triangle passing game, and that eventually traditionally wears out a defensive unit. It will eventually take its toll on you. There's another ball into the corner. He pulls it back. Nice footwork. Pulls it into the middle of the field. He plays it far right corner, and I think the wind's going to allow that to roll out of play.
That might be their striker over there. Is he on the far side? Is he number 8?
Yes, he is. He looks to me he's on
the We're looking into the point. Sun a little bit here.
Yeah, in the second half, that sun's just going to be brutal for Brad and I trying to pick up numbers and see the see the field of play a little bit. But there's a header out by Cody McCarty. Nice play by McCarty stepping into the passing lane. Mason Cox gives challenge. Nice challenge against Levi Schrock from Iowa Mennonite. Ball's deflected out of play. It'll be a Mennonite throw in.
So far, a fairly clean game. Don't look like anybody's getting too dirty.
No, it's been a really nice played game so far. Good matchup. It's going to get, the longer it stays 0-0, the hotter the contest is going to be, though, Brad. We've seen that many a time.
Yes.
Both sides will get more and more aggressive as this game goes on. Jordan Krall heads out that throw in. Again, this is one where the blue.
There's a dangerous cross into the middle.
Nice clear out by Solinger.
That's something you have to watch for in a game like this. Just a little lull there, and they. Looks like Mennonite's going to get another corner kick, but that ball was crossed from the far side, and it was able to sneak it right to the middle where a couple of Mennonite was standing, but they couldn't control the ball, and then we ended up kicking it out.
Brad, you and I have had that conversation many times during the course of the season that short, controlled passing game and ball movement misdirection, and then you can lull them into an area that they don't know is coming. So out to Ethan Gray, cleared back.
McCarty intercepted that corner kick nicely, just like he did the last time it was down there, and they tried a short kick, and Cody stepped in and took the ball and tried clearing it up front.
Solinger with another nice header, cleared that ball out. Mennonite with the ball in the middle of the box area.
As long as we keep some good pressure on them, they're not going to get a good shot off. Shadow's kind of Shadow going after, pursuing in the corner there.
Good aggressive play. There's one that Solinger sticks a foot out to deflect a pass, and it goes clear out of play. It'll be a throw in.
Another
actually,
corner looks like.
The corner. It must have just cleared the line on the end line.
We don't want to be doing this all night if we can help it.
We definitely do not. That one's cleared out by Solinger. The corner went right into the middle of the field. Fortunately, Solinger was
there. Ethan Gray intercepts the ball.
Played out nicely. What's happening right now is the style of play that's happening is it's all on the offensive end down towards the box area. That allows the Iowa Mennonite squad to pull way past the midfield stripe. So any loose ball that comes out, there's very little chance the Blue Demons are going to turn that the other direction.
Plus, with the wind, they're in about 15 yards from the half line, and it's hard for us to get it cleared out far enough to...
Handball called on Ethan Gray as he's going into the air trying to get a deflected pass. We have Bobby Belzer stepping to the midfield stripe waiting to come into the game.
Looks like they're wanting to cross the ball to the far side, kind of, yeah.
Just under 29 minutes left in this first half. We're gonna take a break here real quick, Brad. We're going to send it back to the studio, get in some quick words from our valuable sponsors as Belzer checks into the game for the Blue Demons. Come on back. We'll take more into this first half. Still a 0-0 contest, 28 minutes left.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on Services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Kelowna, where Brad Gray and Steve Rockwell here broadcasting the Albia Blue Demons second round sub-state soccer match. The Blue Demons against Iowa Mennonite. So far, after about 12 or 13 minutes of play, Brad, it's been a very even contest. The wind is definitely going to play havoc for both squads here.
Yeah, we just seen a play where the ball was kicked by the goalie. Had it, but the ball took such a severe bounce, it bounced 20 feet above their head and went down, but fortunately was able to recover and kick it out of bounds. While we were gone, Albia did have one threat. We got a free kick just up past the half. Cody McCarty kicked it up towards the far post and just missed the header there, so that was a good attempt by the Albia Blue Demons squad there to try to put one in the net, but just didn't work out.
That kick by the Blue Demons was chested out of bounds by Iowa Mennonite. Bobby Belzer takes the throw. Ball's headed over to Jordan Krall. Krall plays one clear up into the offensive end, into the 18-yard penalty area.
Goalie
played back out by the keeper, and unfortunately a wicked hop off that turf takes it right off the hand of Jordan Krall coming back out. Otherwise, he was running at the net. Handball called on Krall. We got a free kick for Iowa Mennonite.
They're playing a sweep. They've got four defenders. Or one, two.
Yeah, there's a ball that he didn't put much foot into that thing, and it went from 60 yards from the net down to Gabe Gravert in one hop. There's a nice flick by Mason Cox. He goes down. I'm not sure if there's any contact at all. No ball. It'll be a throw-in for the Blue Demons as the ball is deflected out of play by Iowa Mennonite. Looks as though Tanner Kellogg's going to take this throw-in.
Kept his toe down tonight. Did a good job.
Yeah, the other night he got a couple of throw-ins that were called back. You learn from those mistakes. You get calls in a critical game like that. You have a tendency to get a little bit of a talking to from the coach. It's a great coaching experience for a coaching opportunity, I should say, for Coach Gravert and the team.
Mainly this thing where he just, when he threw, he just kept his foot cupped instead of just letting his toe drag, and that was the only way it was, and that was that referee's pet peeve. Every referee has their favorite call, and I guess a bad throw-in was at that guy's, and Tanner moved to the other side of the field last Monday night and didn't get the call against him. So
you are absolutely correct. Every referee has their little nuances to the game that they don't like people to violate. And I'm not sure which one I would say when I refereed, which one was my favorite to call, because according to the kids that I refereed, I like to call everything.
Everything, yeah. And always against them.
Absolutely. There's one. Jordan Krall clears out. Again, the Blue Demons are fighting a vicious wind here. Offensively, it's going to be very difficult for us to cross the midfield stripe. So,
Mennonite crossed the field there real nice. Got it over to the close side of the field here.
It's a beautiful play upfield to Enrique Sanchez.
Couldn't handle it. The wind took it. He tried to spin his hips around and kicked it about 20 yards beyond the net on the far side. So,
we're ticking down just about to 24 minutes left in the first half here. The Blue Demons have played very solid.
Now, here's our first goal kick, I think. I see how we're going to play this. We was able to get it up a little ways. The wind's picked up. Mennonite controls the ball, going down, attacking on the right-hand side.
Sanchez is the player for Iowa Mennonite, playing it
into
the corner.
Ball goes out of bounds. Should be Albie goal kick.
Calling it a goal kick. There's a lot of contact there. It's a good no call by the referee. Both players were jockeying for position. A little hand on a jersey, a little elbow going out of play. You know, that's a 50-50 deal. Let it go and don't call anything. So the Blue Demons have a goal kick. This is one where, in the air, the way we normally play these goal kicks, that ball is going to go about half the distance it normally does. Looks as though Colton Dorpinghaus is stepping to the midfield stripe, coming in, getting ready to check in for the Blue Demons.
There's a shot on goal. Went wide to the right. Nice, hard kick.
One thing I look at is I look at the stats, Brad. One thing I always want to look at is number of shots on goal versus number of shots taken. And the other one is shot percentage scoring. And when I look at both of these squads have a reasonably low shot on goal percentage of success.
In the 20 percentile or so, was it? Or
I think Iowa Mennonite right now is at 25% of their shot on goal. Number of shots scored versus shots that are in the either saved by the keeper or in the net area. They're at 25%. The Blue Demons are at 26%. So we're finishing at a 1% better success rate. However, from the Blue Demons' perspective, if you look at it, they have 242 shots on goal according to their stat sheet versus our 92. So they're getting there with more frequency than what we are.
Which also could stack up. I don't know who. I know they played some good teams, but we played some teams a lot bigger than us, too. So,
absolutely. Here comes that wind again, and it's gusting harder than it has all night long as the Blue Demons are bringing it up. Bobby Belzer with a good run offensively, just taking it up the left sideline. Plays it into the middle of the field. There's one that's misplayed. In games like this, Brad, the one mistouch could come back to haunt you. We saw that the other night against Williamsburg where we had a bad touch in the backfield.
Yep.
They got their first goal, the only goal of the night, as it turns out.
Yep.
Mennonite with a good, strong throw towards the middle of the field. Played upfield by Leshen, back to Cody Wynn, who just hammers it out of play. nice hard kick. It had a purpose, but it was just a little high for Jordan Crawl to corral.
Both teams are substituting more tonight than we've seen Monday night, so it's a little hotter, maybe. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, it was about 90 degrees, I think, when we left Albion. It's, with this wind up here versus Albion, I think it feels 5 or 10 degrees cooler.
There might be.
There it is. Mason Cox to Dorpinghouse. Dorpinghouse, the freshman, hammers one into the net. And yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, right there with 21-14 left in the first half. The Albion Blue Demons put one in the back of the net. Mason Cox with the assist. Colton Dorpinghouse, the freshman, with the goal. Blue Demons up 1-0. We're sending it back to the studio for a brief timeout.
There's an event going on now at Barker Implement that should have you seeing green, lots of green, on your property. The lowest prices of the year and the lowest possible financing rates are available on John Deere compact utility tractors, Select and EasyTrack lawnmowers, and Gator XUVs. John Deere's Green Tag event is only available at Barker Implement through the month of May. So learn how you can save at ebarkers.com or visit any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Kelowna, where Steve Rockwell here with Brad Gray. We're broadcasting the second round sub-state game between Albia and number 8, Iowa Mennonite, right now with under 21 minutes left. The Blue Demons take advantage of that one miscue, as we discussed just a few seconds earlier. The one miscue in a ball game like this could be detrimental to a team. And Colton Dorpinghouse took a great feed from Mason Cox off of a mishandled ball by the Mennonite squad.
Now, I'm not sure where that center defender went. He wasn't there. The one guy was by himself. He came out on Mason, and he just clocked it over to the middle, and Colton just ran over there and just kicked it in uncontested.
I'll tell you what, that's heartbreaking for a Mennonite squad that's played extremely well in the first half. When you've got the wind at your back, it's difficult to give up that one goal that could be the difference maker. And then if we hold off here in the first half, we get the wind in the second half. We got long ways to go, folks. Very talented Iowa Mennonite squad, very disciplined, very well coached team. We got a free kick here for the Mennonite squad. McCarty, Belzer, and Wynn set up a little bit of a wall. The kick goes up high, just over the crossbar. It's going to be a goal kick coming out for the Blue Demons.
A little bit of sportsmanship. Number 5 went down, and a couple 3 Albia players helped him up. So,
19 to go here in the first half. Albia leads 1-0 over Iowa Mennonite in what has been a great soccer match so far. It's been well played. It's been physical, but not. It's been very clean. Right now, we see Ethan Gray checks back in for Mason Cox, who was the deliverer of that assist to Colton Dorpinghouse.
Cody McCarty has the goal kick, kicks it out, kicks it up front to Jordan Crawl. He kicks it up to the middle of the field. Several Mennonite defenders were there to intercept.
Albia is now, we're playing the field nicely. We're moving the ball. That one's played out of play. It'll be a Blue Demon throw-in. Looks like TK is going to take this throw-in for the Blue Demons. Throws it in to Crawl, who's wide open. Puts the ball upfield. Unfortunately, that wind pushes it over the touchline. It'll be a throw-in for Iowa Mennonite. Brad, let's hope, from the Blue Demon perspective, let's hope that Iowa Mennonite hasn't felt this very often, being down by one.
I think they might have been a little shocked about how that turned out the way it did. It all happened so quick, and that's the way it goes with soccer. Everything can, you think you're in control, and then all of a sudden, just one little oops, and the other team makes you eat the ball.
Played up nicely by Mennonite. There's one played up to Sanchez in the far right corner. Rolls out of play. Gabe Graver giving chase, but wisely lets that ball go across the goal line for a goal kick coming up for the Blue Demons. Let's check this lineup for the Blue Demons. Dorpinghouse is on the field at the left striker position. Gray's at the right striker. We have Tuttle, Crawl, McCarty, and Henderson all at midfielder positions. Right to left, I might add. Then you have Belzer, Solinger, Wynn, and Kellogg with Gabe Gravert in the net. Nice play by Dorfinghaus. A little soft, didn't quite get to McCarty, but it was a good challenge to try to get up there. But the Mennonite squad clears it out nicely. Good physical play there by the Blue Demons. Takes the number one scorer for Mennonite, and McCarty just swipes the ball right away from his feet.
Getting a little bit frustrated out there. A couple, three Albie guys ganging up there a little bit, taking the ball away.
Yep, the more we challenge him, the more he's going to get frustrated during the course of the evening, I would think. Ethan Gray gives chase. Out of play, off of Gray, deflected off. Great play by the Mennonite player there to take it off of Gray to get the ball back in their favor. Be a throw in. Two subs coming in for Iowa Mennonite. Again, mysterious number four, who I don't have, and number 18, Dylan Bender, checking in, replacing Enrique Sanchez and Nicholas Yoder. Starters back on the field for Mennonite now, it appears. Crawl intercepts the throw in, played to McCarty. McCarty just a little bit with the left foot, goes wide right, takes it out of play. It'll be a throw in for Iowa Mennonite. Headed out by Tuttle, cleared back forward by Iowa Mennonite, and then headed out by Solinger. McCarty gives challenge in the middle of the field, wins that header, plays it off to the left side to Andy Henderson, who tries to go left-footed. It's a nice save by Dorfinghaus. Now it's going to be a challenge. Two-on-one, Blue Demons versus Mennonite.
We got the ball. McCarty intercepts it.
Here comes Dorfinghaus with another run. Goal. He makes a save. Queen. E.A. and Colton Dorfinghaus comes out. Reaction time by the Iowa Mennonite player. As right now, the sun's getting hotter, Brad. That must mean the wind's dying down. It's working because that breeze is cooling me on the backside, but the sun's not. Mason Cox, Shadow Leshen standing at the midfield stripe waiting to check in for the Blue Demons, and Nathan Peters looking to come back in for Iowa Mennonite. Ball's played up to midfield. Cody McCarty between two Mennonite defenders. Again, a little wide with the kick. Plays it out. It'll be a throw in for Iowa Mennonite. Right at 15 minutes left in the first half here. Bobby Belzer, who played an excellent first half so far, checks out. And Colton Dorfinghaus, who is the owner of the lone goal in this game so far, checks out as well, getting a breather. That was an incredible, great substitution by the coaching staff there to put Dorfinghaus in, an effort player and a skilled player. Puts him right up on the front line and goes out and gets a goal for you. Jordan Krall gives chase. Played out of play by Tanner Kellogg. Iowa Mennonite with a throw in. Right at the midfield stripe, plays it forward. It looks like they're trying to take advantage of that wind, and it's just not playing into their favor right now.
Yeah, they're trying to do the fast break attack, and that won't work in this kind of wind. They're going to need to go back to the diamond passing. Hopefully they won't figure that out until the next half.
I almost wonder if having the wind in the first half has been a bad thing for Iowa Mennonite, because it appears to have taken them out of the rhythm of their normal game. That's okay. We'll take it from this perspective. Gabe Gravert with places the ball. Cody Wynn's going to take the goal kick, plays it out to the right side towards midfield. Doesn't get there, of course, into this stiff breeze. Cody McCarty tries to head it, heads it right to a Mennonite player. Tyler Solinger cleans up the mess that was created on that one. Mason Cox gives challenge. Now we've got Chris Perez plays the ball forward towards Peters.
Shadow Leshen.
Great challenge there between Peters and Leshen. And we got Shadow for a little excessive hand on the backside as he was coming through. That was a great challenge by Shadow Leshen. Now we've got a foul call on that play. About 5 yards off of the midfield stripe on the defensive side for the Mennonite player. Going to take the kick. He's going to play it to the left side. Nobody sees the ball.
By Anthony Tuttle.
Nobody reacted to the ball for Iowa Mennonite in that situation. It was a free turnover for the Blue Demons. Now we play one. Mason Cox plays it up to Ethan Gray. Let's see if he can save it. He does. He saves it. He flicks it by the defender. He's in the corner. He's right by the goal line. Unfortunately, Gray kicks it out of bounds. It's going to be a goal kick coming out for Iowa Mennonite. We're going to send it back to the studio for some quick messages from our sponsors. We've got 12 minutes, 45 seconds left in the first half with the Blue Demons leading the number 8-ranked Iowa Mennonite squad 1-0. Come on back. Enjoy a thrilling finish.
Homeowners, if you've been thinking about re-landscaping, building a deck, siding your house, a home equity line of credit from Community First Credit Union is what you need to get started on your spring and summer projects. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local branch today for a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to a great soccer match between the Albia Blue Demons and the Iowa Mennonite squad, ranked number 8 in the state of Iowa in Class 1A. Right now, the Blue Demons, with just under 12 minutes left in the first half, lead number 8 Iowa Mennonite 1-0. Brad, that's a pretty significant deal because we're playing against an extremely stiff wind and we found a way to get a ball into the back of the net.
Yeah, just a little defensive breakdown by the Mennonite squad on the back line and able to take advantage of it.
Great challenge there by Peters from Iowa Mennonite. Cody McCarty comes up and smacks a ball off of the back of the young man. Pays him back for that good aggressive play, but great play by both guys there to come and get it. McCarty with the whereabouts to make that kick right into him to deflect it out of play. Played back up, Jordan Krall challenging in the middle of the field. Ethan Gray with the challenge as well. We're going 2-on-1, trying to take the ball away from that young man's feet. Tried to get a pass back to the leading scorer, back into the middle of the field, doing a nice cut, nice overlap run by him. Cut off nicely by the Blue Demons. Nice footwork in the middle of the field. McCarty doesn't bite on it, and he just flicks the ball back out. Blue Demons coming the other way. Mason Cox plays it to McCarty. McCarty taking his time, tries to find a pass to Shadow Leshen. Leshen and Mason Cox. Nice play by Mason Cox. Good deflection. Plays it up. This is a foot race. Shadow Leshen's got the ball at his feet. He's going to the corner. There's a nice defensive play by Chris Perez for Iowa Mennonite. Takes the ball away.
Contact there. Took a Shadow out of his rhythm of running.
Yeah, Perez is
we
just
got a timeout on the field.
Got a
bloody nose.
Oh, we got a bloody nose guy coming out. A little too much contact somewhere along the line, apparently. Let's hope that young man's okay.
Number 12 checks in for Mennonite, his place.
Nicholas Yoder checks in. Shadow Leshen's going to take this throw. We got Cody McCarty standing back towards the midfield stripe, waiting for an open pass to come to him, if need be, as a safety valve, and it does. Leshen passes it to McCarty. McCarty gets around a defender. Nice move. He takes one towards the back post, and there's a play. Great play by the Mennonite goalie. Comes out, punches that ball out. We had two Blue Demon offensive strikers coming right at that ball. Great play by the Mennonite keeper. Jordan Krall leaves his feet. Unfortunately, Perez just dekes him and goes around as he comes off the ground. Tuttle does the same thing, bites on a fake. We go forward. That's a deflection off of the Blue Demons. It'll be a throw-in for Mennonite. Still, right here, Thunder Country KIC broadcast of Albia Blue Demon Sports. We're in Kelowna. Very windy, very beautiful complex, though, Brad.
It's yes, it is. Yeah.
Very nice, well-kept field. But we are literally miles from the nearest cell tower, so if we're getting staticky signal, and we also have a nice blustery wind blowing at our back, probably you can hear that in the microphone. So we apologize for that. It's not an equipment issue. It's just flat-out location. Ball played forward softly towards the keeper, comes out. It was actually a pass, but the keeper comes out and challenges and corrals the ball up at about the 18-yard mark. Plays the ball towards midfield, heads off of Shadow Leshen. Now we're going to have another challenge. Mason Cox backs away wisely. Shadow Leshen with a nice little step over pass back to himself to Mason Cox now. Cox takes one towards the middle of the field. Three Mennonite defenders around Ethan Gray that time. Might have been better to have Mason Cox
corner, yeah.
Yep, take it to the side of the field. Now Cox takes one. Nice play by Mason Cox. Wynn plays one forward. No Blue Demon there, but Shadow Leshen sized it up and said, I can get the rebound shot. Why would I waste my time going to get it? Our favorite player, number 4 on the Iowa Mennonite, because I have no name for him. He's easy to recognize.
Yep.
I can call him anytime. McCarty's going to take the throw in for the Blue Demons. Mason Cox makes a run in the middle of the field. Crawl stays where he's at and receives the pass from McCarty. Nice pass up to Gray. Gray tries to play it back to Crawl. Crawl heads it forward towards Gray. Gray with a challenge on Tommy Rhodes, their leading scorer, who's coming back to play some defense. He's helping out in the midfield area an awful lot. That young man must like to move around on the field. And I think his coach is, from what I've seen so far, a very nice player, very good soccer player. They probably give him a little bit of freedom out on the field to do as he needs to do to help his team. Goal kick coming up for Iowa Mennonite. Blue Demons are stacked heavily around the midfield stripe. Kick comes out. It's right to the midfield stripe. Headed back nicely by Jordan Crawl. Unfortunately, it was to McCarty, but the head went backwards that time as opposed to forward for McCarty. He was actually trying to play it to himself, it looked like.
Oops.
Shadow Leshen with a nice challenge. He got some contact, not enough to make a foul call situation. There's Crawl. Plays it forward. Steals the ball at midfield stripe. Played back to Justin Baller. Bowler's pass, not quite to Peters in an accurate fashion. Out of play. Belzer with the throw in for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, Mennonites really tried to spread the field just over on this side. It seems like they're having trouble controlling the ball. And it's been out of bounds quite frequently.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Jordan Crawl, putting the ball towards Ethan Gray on the far right corner. Not quite there. Now Shadow Leshen.
This is going to be
I think we've got a yellow card coming. With that, we're going to send it back to the studio with the Blue Demons leading 1-0. With 5 minutes, 32 seconds left in the first half, let's get a quick word in while they're issuing the yellow card to Shadow Leshen. 10 minutes on the bench for him. Come on back. We're going to finish the first half. 1-0 Blue Demons.
Quality Power Sports is your place for boat and jet ski rentals on Lake Rathbun. Enjoy all the fun of boating without any of the hassles of boat ownership by renting from Quality Power Sports. We have pontoons, personal watercraft, and ski boats for your enjoyment at the lake. Just call 932-BOAT, that's 932-2628, to reserve your summer fun or stop by the dock at the Honey Creek Resort. Quality Power Sports is your source for summer fun on Lake Rathbun.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Kelowna, where Steve Rockwell here with Brad. We're broadcasting second round sub-state action for the Albia Blue Demons. Albia Blue Demons off of that fresh 2-1 win Monday night. Thrilling fashion, we won that game. Thrilling fashion in leading this game 1-0 half. This Mennonite squad is something to be reckoned with. They've got good skill,
yes,
great foot skills. I think this win's kind of taken them from my perspective. I haven't seen them, obviously, before this. But looking at them with that short passing game, it almost feels like that wind has taken them out of their control. Excuse me, their control game a little bit. Ball's played down the sideline by Peters. Ball rolls over the end line. That wind, and this field is very fast. It looks like that ball rolls and rolls and rolls.
It's almost like a fairly nice golf course.
It does. Skyler Bettis checks into the lineup for the Blue Demons. As the wind picks back up again, Solinger takes the goal kick. Plays it out towards Gray at midfield. Good challenge by Iowa Mennonite. Takes it away. Mennonite's on the attack. Now they've got numbers.
They got something going here.
Cody Wynn does a great job shuffling there. Instead of committing too soon to that, he just shuffled with the ball and cut it off, so there's no passing lane. The Demons marked up very nicely on that. And again, reminiscent of that 2010 season, Brad, We got awfully solid in the second half of the season defensively, and in the postseason, defense won that championship to get us up to county soccer complex to play in the state tournament.
There's a shootout or two to get there, wasn't there, or was there?
I can't remember. If my memory serves me correctly, we beat Bondurant Farrar at Bondurant Farrar in a shootout in the second round, and then we got a corner kick against Nevada at Nevada to get there, and that one we won. One of them was a 1-1 game, won in a PK shootout. The second one was a 1-0 game where once Derek Rockwell sent that corner kick into the middle of the field and Brady Anderson planted it right square in the back of the net, the Blue Demons packed it in and played defense from there and didn't let anybody come at them. Reminiscent to this team plays a very sound defense. Mennonites back at it. Plays back to that passing game, controlling it, taking from the middle of the field to the right side, plays it up to the right corner. Again, fast field, fast wind. Going to be tough to control those passes with that much distance on them.
Yeah, Mennonite, they're passing the ball back to their fullbacks, which is just right over the end or the half field, and they're trying to attack from there. And a lot of their balls is just flying to the end, out of bounds when they try to kick it up front.
Blue Demons have a goal kick here after the long pass by. By Mennonite, didn't find the receiver. Looks as though Cody went. Crawl to McCarty. McCarty plays it up strong to the front line. Skyler Bettis gives chase, and oh, he tried deflecting that pass from a Mennonite defender and can't quite get to it. Great defense there. McCarty stole the ball back. Chris Perez comes back for Iowa Mennonite and plays McCarty off the ball legally with his shoulder. Legally nudges him off the ball. And then Mennonite turns the ball back around.
There was almost another accident back there. The Mennonite,
yes, there was.
Right fullback misjudged that ball, and a little push through that would have made a big difference there. But the ball bounced, so neither player could really control it.
Hopefully, those of you listening, it's easy to hear us, I hope, because we're fighting being out in the middle where we have not much 3G cellular signal up here in Kelowna where the field's located. And also a strong blustery wind. We're doing our best to keep the wind off the mic. And we're also doing our best to keep the signal. Scott Fry's doing a great job keeping us live on the air back in the studio.
You can now be a throw in on the far side.
Cody McCarty with that throw, throws it into Tuttle. Tuttle gets nudged off the ball. Again, a very clean play by Mennonite. Plays him off. He took advantage of the situation where Tuttle wasn't quite ready for the contact. Jordan Krall tries to play the ball forward to the offensive line, plays it out of play on the far right side. It'll be an Iowa Mennonite throw in. Once again, we're at 1 minute 30 seconds left here in the first half. The Blue Demons lead this sub-state second round game 1-0. We're playing against the wind offensively, so that 1-0 lead is very, very significant playing against a strong wind in the first half.
There, Tyler Solinger stopped a break by the Mennonites. The ball was squeaking through. They had a little something going, and he stepped right up from the sweeper position. And
nice clear out by Bobby Belzer on that play. Excellent play by Belzer to take the ball clear to the other end of the field. Anytime you're close to midfield and the ball's been painstakingly on your end of the field an awful lot in the first half with the wind like this, anytime you have a chance to clear that ball and give your midfield and defenders a chance to take a breath, it's a great idea to do. It's an excellent play. Give your offense a chance to run. One down a ball, and again, you know, for one goal that Colton Dorpinghouse put in the net for. There's a play to the sideline. Bettis gives challenge to.
Very relentlessly.
Yeah, Skyler Bettis again, another sophomore. Another.
When you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We had a brief interruption in service there. First half intro over the squad. 15-4 Mennonite squad, number 8 in the state. Tough to come to their place and play on their field. This kind of win, Brad, it looks to me as if it's kind of taking them out of the rhythm a little bit. It looks like Blue Demons pressure, defensive presence as well, but, boy, that win seems to make them think different about how they should present themselves.
I remember last year up at Pella how windy it was, and I think we won a game or two there because we took the teams out of their diamond passing. They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Mother Nature helps out.
And for those of you in Pella that are listening, or those of you that are from Pella that are listening, I'm sorry, but there was nothing more exciting than that win at Pella by the Blue Demons against the Pella Dutch squad that was really, really, really good.
And
that
was a passing team than we were.
Well, way better passing team, better defensive team probably than what the Blue Demons were. But unfortunately for them, the heart of the Blue Demons came through, and we took them out of their style of play.
Yes.
So here's the situation again. We're at halftime. The Blue Demons are leading 1-0 over the number 8 team in the state, Iowa Mennonite, at Kelowna. And, Brad, I don't think the Blue Demons coaching staff could ask for anything more. We kept them out of the box. Not much effort. Not much pressure. I'm sorry. Wrong word came out of my mouth there. Not much pressure on
shot, and a few foot in might have made a big difference there. But now we're going to see how Albia adapts to having the wind at their back this next.
Absolutely, because we don't want the Blue Demons to get away from what's got them to this stage of the season, and that is defense, defense, defense. And a wind at your back changes your philosophy an awful lot because you think, I'll just play it up for Dorp, I'll play it up for Ethan, I'll play it up for Mason. Keep ball control. Ball control is what wins your games more times than not, and fewer execution mistakes. You know, that's what got Iowa Mennonite in the first half. One misplay got them down 1-0 here.
They're going to come out with a sense of urgency. They didn't expect this, I don't believe. Just watching their body mannerism on the sideline, they seem a little frustrated already.
Sure does to me. We're going to take that as an opportunity to send it back to Scott in the studio to try to get
unusual thirst, frequent urination, extreme hunger, unusual weight loss, frequent infections, numb or tingling hands or feet, cuts that won't heal. If you or someone you love is experiencing any of these symptoms, it might be diabetes. And Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic can help. 7 million people in the U.S. have diabetes and don't even know it. Simple changes in diet and exercise can help you prevent or manage it. Call Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic today or visit mchalbia.com/diabetes to make an appointment online or learn more.
Put the Case IH legacy of power and efficiency to work in your hayfields and feedlot. Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 Oskaloosa has tough Case IH farm all tractors that can handle a variety of chores fast. With their expert blend of engine and hydraulic power, farm all tractors easily tackle loading and material handling chores, as well as mowing and baling. Models range from 65 to 90 horsepower, so you're sure to find one that's perfectly powered for the jobs you do. Check them out at Titan Machinery today. Be ready with Case IH.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Monroe Care Center has been serving the area residents since 1989. We offer private and semi-private rooms. Monroe Care Center has an in-house restorative therapy program that is available full-time to our residents. This program helps our residents maintain or even regain some of their independence. Above all, we make every effort to provide quality care to each resident. We want our residents to feel like we are a part of their family. Monroe Care Center, where your family is our family.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pirschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot, in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs. Whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond, Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
Welcome back to Kelowna. Brad, the wind is dying down a little bit,
yes, but
the wind is still in the sails of the Albion Blue Demons right now, the way it's setting. The Blue Demons lead 1-0 at halftime over the number 8 Iowa Mennonite squad, who is 15-4 coming in, played some real tough competition in their schedule. Lost 1-0 to like a 3 consecutive time defending state champion Iowa City Regina. That's tough when you lose to a triple state champ by 1. That proves that you're worthy of all the accolades that you're getting at 15-4. Opening kick here for the second half. Crawl plays it to Cox. Mason Cox plays it right back to Jordan Crawl. Crawl backwards towards McCarty. McCarty flicks it up towards Ethan Gray. Gray plays it to Crawl. Comes right back to Ethan Gray. Mennonite steps in front of that pass, takes it. Gray with a good challenge. Folks, this sun's getting really nasty setting over the horizon on us, so I'm going to apologize if we don't call out names and numbers very often for either side, but it's getting very, very difficult for us to see now.
There's a...
Makes a charge, comes back to the midfield stripe.
Spreads it to the left. Tanner Kellogg comes up with a good 50-50 ball, and he wins that.
Good play by TK on that situation where we challenged him. No regard to what was happening behind him because there's no Mennonite player back there in the corner. And now the call is offsides against the Blue Demons. Played one up to the corner. Looks like they got Ethan Gray for starting a little bit of a half step ahead of the Mennonite.
They're kicking into the teeth of the wind right now. Just kind of gusts it up a little bit. Gets it up over midfield.
Bobby Belzer gets the second half call to start on the field. Really solid. Keeps working hard at the game. He's going to be a difference maker.
Reads the ball real well as it comes and has that breakaway speed as well as the speed to regain if he gets beat a little bit.
Lightning fast at times. Him and Shadow Lesh make a big difference out on the field. There's one played forward by Iowa Mennonite. Played directly to Gabe Gravert. One hop in the net. No big issue. He snuffed that. There was no sweat rolling off of Gabe as that ball was coming at him, that's for sure. Ball's played up to McCarty. McCarty plays it to Andy Henderson. Henderson plays it towards Gray. Unfortunately, it deflects off of a Mennonite defender. Absolutely, that was a great play by... Great play to the left corner. Henderson
Andy crosses, but I think it's going out the back line.
Henderson was trying to go across the net for Mason Cox or Anthony Tuttle, either one of the two.
We got a little
took it over the end line.
Looks like it was a deflection. We're going to... Abby has awarded a corner kick.
That's awesome. I couldn't see that. Looked like his kick just kind of squibbed off the end of his foot, but apparently it was deflected. We'll take the corner. McCarty. Center. Home. But if that ball gets past his hand or it skims off his fist as he's trying to punch it, we had both players on the backside. There's another one into the corner. Another deflection over the top of the crossbar. Cody McCarty is doing an excellent job placing that ball with this. McCarty with the corner kick. Plays it out deeper this time. Head by Jordan Krall. Comes out off of an Iowa Mennonite player. Cleared out. But now we've got the wind. We've got Solinger playing about 30 yards from the net. So defensively, we've got the attack now. Set up the way we want it. Defensively, when that ball comes out on a scramble, loose ball, Blue Demons are going to get it because we're going to be 15 yards off of that stripe just the way Mennonite was in the first half. Ladies and gentlemen, again, here we are, Brad Gray and myself, Steve Rockwell, at Kelowna in the middle of no cell phone reception. We have very, very little 3G service. We also have a strong wind at our back. Most people that are standing here watching us, Brad and I, are both either holding our hands or our shirt over top of the mic trying to make it so that we don't pick up just a terrible...
Ball just went harmlessly out of bounds across the field. Nobody was there to get the ball on the Iowa Mennonite side, so Albie is awarded a throw in.
Blue Demon throw. Looks as though Cody Wynn takes this one. Throws it towards Gray. Doesn't get there. Headed out by Iowa Mennonite. There's going to be a call against McCarty. No card. It was one where McCarty reached for the ball. Mennonite player strided forward just at the same time. McCarty took him to the ground with a thigh, basically. No knee, no malicious kick or intent on that one. Be a free kick just outside the penalty area, it looks like. Hard to see as they're on the back side of the field. So it roll bottom side. Played forward. Headed by Iowa Mennonite. That was almost a letdown by the Blue Demons, where Mennonite had great positioning, great pass, flicked off the back of the head. Nice header attempt.
And those things, just goes wide left. Attitude that it's your ball and you're going to go get it. And what happens if you don't do that, then the other team does that. And that was a scoring attempt by Mennonite that almost went into the back of the net. So.
It was a great look by Iowa Mennonite. That's exactly what you expect. Now they're fighting the wind. They're forced to do that control game a little bit more. Here comes Mason Cox giving chase off of the goal kick. Iowa Mennonite plays the ball back towards midfield. Plays it nicely along the left side, but eventually curves out of play. It'll be a throw-in for the Blue Demons. Tanner Kellogg right directly in front of me with his bright yellow cleats. Throws that one in. Mason Cox saves that ball. It appears it didn't go out of play. Cox flicks it towards the middle of the field towards Gray. Gray wins the battle momentarily. Perez, however, comes back and gets the ball for Iowa Mennonite. Mennonite's got the ball. Crosses midfield stripe. Played forward towards...
Nice little bicycle kick by...
Dylan Bender plays that ball forward. No, there's a nice flick by Bender again. Takes the ball away from Cody Wynn and Shadow Leshen. Fortunately, Tyler Solinger is there to clean it out. No harm on that one. Throw in for Mennonite. Played out nicely by Wynn. Shadow Leshen gives chase and puts the ball the rest of the way out of play.
Obviously need to stay in their game here and keep the pressure on them. And as the time goes on...
We just tonight in the Blue Demons Class 1A substate bracket. Solon has defeated 1-0 down hands of Solon. That gives the Blue Demons, if we pull this one off, we know we're playing Solon, and we travel to Solon on their home turf.
Just show you how evenly paired some of these teams are. I mean, we played Mid Prairie overtime twice and won, and then just the way that, even though the records might be a little obscured, you know, just the way the ball bounces sometimes. So I think Albie has a real good chance. We just keep fighting.
Solon's in the state. State runner-up last year to Iowa City, Regina. They have ball at a great tradition building in soccer. So let's keep our minds focused on this one as Jordan Krall takes the ball away from Peters from Iowa Mennonite. There should be a handball. Yep.
Late call.
They make the call on the handball there. The defender had the ball pop up off of his thigh into his hand. That constitutes a handball as it took away an opportunity at a break for the Blue Demons.
Just need to take our time here, get something set up, and kind of get a plan.
Blue Demons with a free kick. I'm going to estimate about 28 yards from the net. McCarty puts it towards the far post on the right side, towards Mason Cox. A little high, a little long. With that, we are going to say there's 32 minutes left in the second half. Blue time sponsor, 2 minutes left. Blue Demons up 1-0 on Iowa Mennonite.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to Kelowna, where myself, Steve Rockwell, and Brad Gray are broadcasting live the second round substate game for the Albia Blue Demons against the number 8 ranked Iowa Mennonite squad. Very tough competition, Brad. Albia's up 1-0 right now. We got one goal from Colton Dorpinghouse off the assist from Mason Cox in the first half. That may be the difference in the game right there. One miscue defensively for Mennonite may spell the difference.
That's how quick it happens in soccer. Just one quick move like that, and Albia's able to find the back of the net. They have the ball down on our offensive half now. Albia's threatening a little bit here, a time or two. Cody McCarty has the ball on the far side. Going to be throwing the ball in. Bobby Belzer checks into Henderson. That sends probably Shadow up to the midfield position, and Bobby's going to take the left fullback position. Throw in goes to Ethan Gray. A little bit of battle down there between him and a Iowa Mennonite. Might be Looks like a not sure. throw in.
Got a throw in for the Blue Demons. I thought we might get a foul call on Ethan Gray on that one. Might have been just that tight cut on the grass might have created a little slick opportunity for the Mennonite player to go down. So hopefully that was it. We'd get the call. No call anyhow. Ball's cleared out by Mennonite. Back down the field for Bobby Belzer. Belzer lets it roll out of play over the touchline. It'll be a throw in for the Blue Demons. Belzer with the throw. Takes it upfield. Cleared backwards back towards the Blue Demon defender by Iowa Mennonite.
By Albia there up.
Great play by TK, making a great effort. Good challenge in the middle of the defensive line to come out and clear that ball across midfield. Jason Krall plays one forward.
That'd be Jordan.
I'm sorry. I got Jason on my mind. Dave watched girlfriend's brother run in the national. A great steal, nice soft touch, takes the ball away from the Mennonite player. Ethan Gray runs right through it. There he is. He's got it on the left side of the net. Great defense, great correction by the Mennonite defense, taking that shot away from Ethan Gray.
Reward a corner kick though. Flat player. Ethan tried to into the goal. Already sets it up for the Albia Blue Demons.
Here we go, McCarty with the corner kick in towards the net. Unfortunately, he hooks this one a little bit too close to the back line, and it goes over the crossbar, out of play. It'll be an Iowa Mennonite goal kick coming out. Coach Gravert giving instructions right here to our left, instructing the players where to stand to try and take this, correcting for the wind at their back here.
Good. It's amazing just how the just different things, wind or rain or different things, can really change the whole concept of a team on how they attack and play the ball. There, Albia's able to intercept that short kick.
That was terrific. A great steal by McCarty off of the corner kick, or off the goal kick, I'm sorry. Played it right forward to Ethan Gray. Now the ball's at Anthony Tuttle. Back to Mason Cox, to Jordan Krall.
Oops.
Iowa Mennonite takes the ball away, but Shadow Leshen corrects that situation and brings it right back towards McCarty. To Krall. Krall plays it forward towards Leshen. Leshen on the left side plays it into the middle of the field. Intercepted by Chris Perez from Iowa Mennonite. Played forward. Mennonite's coming now. They got a great line for an attack right now. The Blue Demon defense is retreating. Nobody put the stop on the play. And there's Solinger's got or Kellogg, I'm sorry, had to be aware of the fact that the player's coming in from the backside. Does a nice job turning that ball out to
Mennonite
the left.
Had our team spread out pretty far. They attack from the left over to the right. Fortunately, Tanner stepped into that passing lane just in a half a step there.
I'll tell you what, that was a great setup for Iowa Mennonite. It's one where the Blue Demons dodged a bullet, but that bullet was redirected by Tanner Kellogg in the back line.
Right in that passing lane because it was an open one half step, and that would have been a shot on goal.
That was a terrific play. They took it from 65 yards away from the net all the way down to the 18-yard mark before Tanner Kellogg finally got a strike at it to get it out of play.
For some reason, we're getting to kick the ball. I don't know if it went out the end line or if there's an offsides or a penalty there or something.
I think we got an offsides call on when he came back and got a touch on the ball. Nice play by Anthony Tuttle. Takes the ball away from Mennonite. Now it's played forward to great. We'll see if he does it again. The Blue Demons are just relentless right now. We're up 1-0.
Nice behind. Mennonite kicks it out of bounds. Now it'll be worth a throw in.
25-45 left in the second half. Blue Demons lead. Number 8, Iowa Mennonite. 1-0 at this point. On a goal by Colton Dorfinghaus, who conveniently is checking back into the lineup as we speak for Gray. On the go ahead, sophomore to a freshman, you got to like that combination. We got 2 more years of that one coming up pretty soon here. Throw in by the Blue Demons, played into the middle of the field, headed down, directly down. There's a call going to go against Shadow Leshen as he comes in trying for a header.
He's got to be a little careful because he gets another yellow card. That equals red, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So he's got to be a little. Don't want to get no extra card. Then we'd have to play a man down.
No, we do not want. We do not want to go 11-10 on this guy. Iowa Mennonite's tough enough with us with 11 on the field. Nice attempt by Jordan Krall. It's taken away by Frank Rhodes from Iowa Mennonite. Mennonite with control. They've got possession. Cleared out by Bobby Belzer to Jordan Crawl to Dorp. Dorpinghouse takes it back to McCarty. Way forward. He's saying, to heck with this. We're getting it on the other end. We're going to see where we can play on that end of the field. Keeper comes out, corrals it over on the side of the penalty box.
Punts it almost to midfield.
It's a nice punt by their goalkeeper. He's played a nice game tonight, too. He's had some great saves. Been several opportunities for the Blue Demons that he thwarted by himself. Dorpinghouse gives challenge. Here comes Mennonite again. They've got 2, 4, 5 on 4. Nice takeaway by Belzer. Belzer, oh, now the AR makes a call saying Belzer got a little too much body as he came through. You got to give him credit. Free kick from setting up. 3, 4, 5, 6 guys crashing.
Sun might play a little factor in Gabe's eyes, not too much. He's looking at it, but not totally directly into the sun.
Doesn't give it much of a thought, does he? It's almost like it's not impacting him. Nice play into the middle of the field, headed backwards towards the backside of the net. Shot right off of Anthony Tuttle. Tuttle just stood there and took it like a man, and then played it off of his own player.
Uh-oh. Anthony gives a little shove there. We got a
Some
senseless little pushing here every now and then.
We don't need to give away any more opportunities for scoring than we need to.
Gives them a free kick, but also it gets in the referee's mind that, you know, this team's playing a little dirty, and then we're going to start getting some calls against us, so we need to simmer down, I guess, when we got a lead.
From almost as far away from the net on the left side of the field as you can possibly get, Mennonite with a free kick, plays it short. Unready by the Henderson set to check in. With the throw in will be Mennonite. We can't sub on their throw in. Tuttle with great pressure. Kellogg. There's one to Sanchez. Nope. Kellogg clears out before Sanchez can get to it. Missed touch again by Mennonite. Still they have possession. It's at Gabe Gravert. Gravert smothers the ball, thankfully, as his feet skip out from underneath of him.
Little chip shot to the far side.
Absolutely. That was a nice shot. Nice play by Mennonite, hoping for a mishandle and a putback. Gravert clears it out. Clear down to the eight. Here it is, played by Dorpinghouse. Dorpinghouse wisely allows that thing to roll out of play. Gives us a substitution. It's like we're taking it for the coach. Let him get a break. We've got 21-4. Iowa, as the wind is now picking up, possibly as strong or stronger than it was earlier, Brad.
Yes, it's blowing out some dust. There's a cinder track surrounding the soccer field, and every now and then you get a good gust of wind, and some of that cinder dust blows up into your face.
Mennonite plays it down. Sanchez plays it to number four. Okay. Number 18, Dylan Bender checks into the game, replacing Sanchez. Let's see how they set up.
On the far post, and we have Tyler Solinger at the near post. Cody McCarty, about 5 yards in front of Tyler. Cody, that guy likes.
Oh, there's a call. Oh, that's good. It looked like all in the box against McCarty, but he pointed to the goal box, looking as if he was pointing to the penalty mark for me. And fortunately, it's a goal kick for the Blue Demons coming out. Lots of contact on that play, too, but fortunately it was after the whistle of when the ball was out of play. Nice header backwards for the Blue Demons from an Iowa Mennonite player. Inadvertent, so the goalie can come back, pick that ball up with his hands, thrown to the side. Up the left wing. Mennonite with great passing in the second half here. They've really changed the style of play that they've got, as that ball's played right into the cornfield that's next to us, Brad.
Yeah, it's going all the way down to the slough.
I think, that ball boy won't be back for a little while.
No.
needs a sub. There's an inadvertent hand on that's not called. Wisely by the referees, not a foul if totally inadvertent. No advantage gained. Headed back by Iowa Mennonite. Played out again. Great soft touch by Iowa Mennonite that trip. Played well by Mace. Great defensive position that time, Brad.
Stepped in there and ball just broke here. They're probably going to throw back. Yes, that's what they do.
Side to the stripe.
I'm waiting for another accident back there.
Me too. I'd like to see one more misplay.
Forwards run right through the ball. I thought we had a chance there.
Played hard up the right side. Belzer and Solinger cross directions there, cross passes. Belzer slides into the middle of the field to cover for Solinger as he takes the play. Played up by Henderson to Cox.
Loses control of it. Mennonite takes it away.
Dorpinghaus was giving chase at that point. There's another play by Belzer taking the ball away. Ball is played off to the right side. Nice takeaway by Dorpinghaus. Unfortunately, he deflects it right out of play. We have Skyler Bettis standing here waiting to check in for the Blue Demons, as well as Matt Libby from Iowa Mennonite. Ethan Gray sneaks up to get in, as does Nathan Peters for Mennonite. Bettis and Gray replace Tuttle and Cox. We've got 17:58 left in the second half here. Lona steals that pass away, deflects it up to McCarty. McCarty's got a break. Great defense to the left corner for Dorpinghaus. Dorpinghaus takes it, taking his time, surveying the field. Wise move by the freshman. Taken out wonderfully. The ball is moved clear to almost the midfield by Iowa Mennonite on that. Into the middle of the field for Gray. Gray to... Not sure what we saw on that one. I couldn't see. It was shielded by...
I can't see how he would be offsides. There was a guy behind him.
Shielded
so by sure.
That. Yep. What we're going to do, we got 17:15 left in the second half here. The Blue Demons lead 1-0. We'll send it back to Scott Fry at the studio, get some more words in from our sponsors.
Everyone wants a bargain, and John Deere and Barker Implement has a bargain to encourage you to do something you should be doing anyway. After you finish planting, don't put your planter away, at least not before you make sure it's been properly inspected. And by allowing Barker Implement to complete the inspection, you're not only guaranteed John Deere parts and John Deere quality, but you'll also receive a free tractor inspection for each and every planter inspection you purchase. Learn more at ebarkers.com, powered by green, driven by values.
This is Mike Gray with Albee Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albee Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
This is Albee High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Brad, while we're away, Tanner Kellogg comes in and clearly took the young man out and caused a foul call. Fortunately, from my perspective,
got a yellow card. Looks like McCarty was arguing the call, perhaps.
That's a tough break for the Blue Demons. Fortunately for us, as you take a look at the field right now, where's that ball sitting? It looks like they made that call like it was about a 2 or 3 inch gap between that and the penalty box area.
If we'd been in the box, they would have got a PK.
However, McCarty comes to the sideline with a yellow card. We need to be careful with how we voice our opinions to the officials. It's very critical in a game like this. You can't have your senior captain, your defensive leader, on the field or off the field. On the field. Great free kick, but a terrific save by Gabe and got it flicked out of the left side of the net. Blue Demons with the throw. We got a sub here. Shadow Leshen's coming back in, getting a little more speed and a little physical play out back on the field. So we this throw as the sun's going behind a bank of clouds makes it real nice right now, Brad, for visibility. 15 minutes left in the game here. Blue Demons lead 1-0 over the number 8 team in the state, Iowa Mennonite.
They're going to get a corner kick. They kind
of... Right kind of center of energy in this game. Mennonite's getting a lot of attacks, a lot of looks at the net. The Blue Demons are retreating, almost playing too defensive. I recall in 2010 when we played that sub-state final game against Nevada, Coach Grant, that game, same thing here, right? We got to play a little offense, got to play a lot of defense. Here's the ball out of play. Blue Demon thrown towards Dorpinghaus on the left side, cleared out nicely by Mennonite. Dorp's going to take the throw. Here we got a run. Nope. Dorp holds it up, looks for that player in the middle of the field. That's okay. We got to play towards Henderson. Headed out nicely by Tuttle. Takes a crack at the net, right to the keeper. Saved by the goalie. Nice. Now back at the net. Block.
Still take it defensively when the wind's in at your back there. You can come up and you can steal a lot of those balls like that. It's pretty easy to do.
Absolutely. Where we take that energy back, and we need to find more times of that energy. There's a great ball forward by Iowa Mennonite. Gabe Gravers got it on the right side of the net, no problem. He comes out of the net, out of the net about 20 yards, almost out of the box. 18 yards is about where he was standing. Plays it up to Dorpinghaus. Dorpinghaus has a bounce over top of his head, headed by Mennonite. Played back to the back line. Great decision there to reset things, make the Blue Demon defenders move. Great challenge by Dorpinghaus. Dorpinghaus to Cody Wynn. Wynn plays it into the center of the box back there, headed by Chris Perez. It goes to the right side of the net. Before it goes out of the box, Mennonite's goalie corrals it and brings it in. Close to a handball as he was right at the edge of the box. Nice header, nice slide header there by the Mennonite. Puts the ball back in play, but played out by the Blue Demons. Dorpinghaus to Andy Henderson. Henderson plays it forward, a little long for Dorpinghaus. Played back, Shadow Leshen comes up on the left side of the field, plays it out of play. Great play by Shadow, though. He can just take a little more time and reset your defense, get some fresh legs. There should be, no challenge that time. Andy Henderson came up and nice little flick around him by the Mennonite player. Crawl to Cody Wynn. Wynn plays it off of a Mennonite player. It goes out of play. The clock can't quite click off fast enough right now for me, Brad. I'm a little anxious, a little nervous here for the Blue Demons. We got 11:50 left in the ball game. We lead 1-0 over the number 8 team in the state at their stadium on their home turf. You know these guys aren't going to go away quietly.
No, they're going to step up the pace. I like to see our back line come up a little farther.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're getting a little too defensive-minded. We're forgetting to come forward and cut that angle off, cut that loose ball. We want possession. Played into the front half. Blue Demons are playing it. Mason Cox heads it. Jordan Crawl gets out hustled to the ball that trip. Not that Jordan wasn't hustling. It was just a little quicker move to the little break to the ball by Mennonite. Got it. Ball's rolled out by the goalie to the left side. That's what I like to see. Mason Cox comes out, and that should be a ball for the Blue Demons. Great effort from Mason Cox. Chases that ball down and deflects it off of a Mennonite player. Cox plays one left, got a nice little slice on it with the left foot. One hop into the keeper's hands, unfortunately, for the Blue Demons. But that's what I like to see. The Blue Demons are coming at it. We're aggressive, and we're keeping the ball on our end of the field with the wind at our back. The wind is definitely our ally at this point in the game. Played forward by Solinger to Dorpinghaus to Skyler Bettis. Bettis with great effort. Mennonite makes the steal, comes at it, but there's Anthony Tuttle, comes out, and again, that effort. We've said many times today, Brad, and in the past, heart wins these games. Talent, oftentimes, if you outwork that talent, they're going to be frustrated at the end of the game.
Yeah.
There it is. Nice play by Tuttle. Excellent. Those are one of those miscues. We haven't had many, if any, tonight. Mennonites had a couple that I can recall that really they wish they'd have back.
Yeah, it's like in tennis they call it unforced error, and that's kind of what that was. There was nobody within 30 feet.
Ball by Adelesian jumps up. The ball took a right hop on, or a left hop on him to get away from him. Stuck, his instinct took over, and that arm just reached right out and knocked the ball down. So it's a free kick from, let's estimate, probably about 23 to 25 yards away from the net, Brad. And look at that break by number four. Nice header by Cody Wynn. That ball had no chance to get even anywhere close to the box. Played out by Skyler Bettis. Possession, it'll be a throw in. It's the ball played over the line. Number 12 for Iowa Mennonite, Nicholas Yoder, checks back into the lineup. 9 minutes, 10 seconds left in the second half. Blue Demons are up 1-0. Blue Demons at Kelowna. We have the wind, which is a great ally this late in the game.
Yeah,
Jordan Krall probably, yes sir, he got a call on that as he climbed right up over the back of the Iowa Mennonite player trying to head that loose ball. Good call by the officiating crew.
Ball's a little close there. There we go.
Yeah, we brought it back. Blue Demon said we know where it is. That's the same neighborhood. Look at the breaks. The offensive players are coming at it. The defender, oh, great back anchor and takes the ball out of the air before he can get ahead on it.
Bobby had everybody parked up really good that time. Little pushing and shoving there.
Heath and Gray going against number 14 for Mennonite. Ball back into control for with possession in the offensive third. Ball's played out of play by Mennonite. Again, another lost opportunity. The Blue Demons will take every one of those we can get right now because this is a very sound, fundamentally sound soccer team.
A high kick. Yep. Abby gets a free kick.
There we go.
Get too big a two. Let's get something set up here. I don't know who's going to take that kick for.
Quinn's going to take this ball, but I want to guess. That's my guess. Comes up, approaches to the ball, far right, Ethan Gray. Gray with great position, good battle by the defender by Iowa Mennonite. Mennonite
shut
him.
Yeah, they had him corralled there, a couple guys, couldn't get by him.
Yep, no movement there from Ethan Gray that was meaningful. I mean, he was trying to roll out, and there was just no way they had him pinned in. TK is going to come up and take that throw in for the Blue. Look at the movement, we're looking at there. Tuttle comes up, gets it away by Mennonite. Able to get the ball back for us. Nice play. I saw the run. Tanner Kellogg better hustle, and he does. He gets the ball, clears it out of play. We get a little frustration coming from both sides of the ball here
top
right now.
Scores when you shove Tanner.
Kellogg had the right angle to get to that ball first. There's a nice play backwards, trying to reset it. Chris Perez plays it to the right side for Mennonite. Reset. This thing's getting a little out of hand. Here we go. Bobby Bells are set to set in at the next Albia possession, next Albia throw-in or goal kick. Mennonite. Got the Mennonite on that throw. There's going to be a call. No, no call. Incidental contact apparently is the call. Nice shot. Time deflected away by the Blue Demons.
Mennonite on the far side. Abby takes it away.
This
Tanner
is where
Tyler Solinger.
Mennonite. The Mennonite squad is Iowa Mennonite's playing very well right now. They've got ball control. They've got energy. The Blue Demons have settled into a defensive posture, though.
There's some good things when you go into the wind. A lot of your passes stay in, and you can do some things with the ball where when you got the wind to your back, you have to let a little off, although you should be able to keep the ball down the other side. So I don't mind going into the wind.
I don't know. Big Demon perspective. Cody McCarty, and a longtime starter for this Blue Demon squad with all his experience, gets to check in. His yellow card punishment is served. 5:18 on the clock, and he's back on the ball defense. Jordan Krall takes care of that with one swing of the leg.
wide to the
wide
left.
Left for him.
For him. This is a win or go home game right here. So
this is it.
He's going to be picking up here in the last 5 minutes, I'd imagine.
Oh, here's an opportunity. Nice. Here's an opportunity. Leading scorer's got the ball, and he gets it. Number 8, Tommy Rhodes sneaks one in. Iowa Mennonite takes one from right to left. Albia's defense gets sucked in just a little bit, just enough to give their leading scorer his 16th goal of the season.
Nice left foot goal by the leading scorer. Went far post. A defender just couldn't stay with him. He got around him.
Ties the score at one apiece with 4 minutes 47 seconds left. Hang tight, folks. We're going to go back to the studio for a few brief timeouts here, a few announcements. Come on back, and this is going to be an exciting finish. We're all tied up at one again. Deja vu from Monday night.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Hey corn farmers, the 2012 crop is off to a good start, and now is the time to line up your summer airplane fungicide application from Quality Ag Service. Call John Boland, Todd Ryan, or Joe Sinclair at 932-2637 or stop by on the new old Highway 34 west of Albia to get your fungicide application scheduled. Quality Ag Service wants to help you maximize a great corn crop in 2012 and thanks you for your business.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
If we go down low. Welcome back to Thunder Country KIIC 96.7's broadcast of Blue Demon Soccer in the to get the ball. He puts it in with his left foot, and it just tied the game 1-1 with under 5 minutes to go. We're down here now. We had an opportunity. The Blue Demons defensively made a great play to save off. 5 seconds left in the game. Right now it's knotted up at one. One each for these guys. Both teams have played their hearts out tonight, Brad, and it's going to be a shame to see either one of these teams lose, just like it was at Williamsburg.
Yep, they had a...
With Williamsburg, I'm sorry. In Albia.
Yeah, Gabe had the ball coming to him, and one of our defenders stuck his foot out and stopped the ball and then put the ball on the ground, and then they had a crack at it, but fortunately we was able to clear it out. There's a misstep by Albia Blue Demon player, just had the ball.
Nice job by Mason Cox, intercepts the pass, takes it away from him, play it back, son, there you go. Cody Wynn clears it up. Plays it forward, the goalkeeper, takes one hop. Again, that wind's pushing that ball a little further than you normally expect it to go. This is one the Blue Demons have got to find another gear now. They've got to find this game coming their direction. We've got the wind. We've got to continue to play with the heart and intensity that we've seen in the minutes of this contest. There's a throw in from Mason Cox. Try an attempt to clear out by Mennonite. McCarty and both players, McCarty and the Iowa Mennonite player, both stepped away to let things settle to see where it was going to land. Shadow Leshin's giving chase now, trying to get the ball back. Here we go. Leshin wins the possession. Plays it back to Belzer. Belzer with the left foot. Good, strong left foot. Puts a little slice on it. Jordan Krall takes it into the left corner. Let's look out for this cross. Krall tries to cross, but unfortunately for the Blue Demons, it's deflected out of play by Iowa Mennonite. We've got a corner kick coming up. This is the opportunity we need. We got two things working in our favor. Corner kick is the great scoring opportunity that everybody looks for. Direct this ball one deep so we have a head on the backside, or if we play one into the net. He plays it right into the net. There's the opportunity, and again, it's deflected nicely over the top of the crossbar by the Iowa Mennonite goalie. Great kick again from McCarty. McCarty has done a phenomenal job putting that ball on the net on these corner kicks. We're doing it again. We're doing a corner kick one more time. Blue Demons come at it. Right back into the net. Unfortunately, right over the top of the crossbar, just goes out of play. McCarty couldn't find the back of the net with that one either. 1-1 with Iowa Mennonite. Goal kick for the Mennonite squad.
Cody Wynn.
Field stripe. Tries to come after the ball. Doesn't get it. Unbelievable. Both squads here. 45 seconds. Blue Demons taking the throw. Cody Wynn. Wynn with a nice throw. Long throw that time. Headed back by Iowa Mennonite. Then played forward by Cody Wynn. We got a scrum in the middle of the field there trying to get the ball. It's exactly what you expect. You want that opportunity right now. Cody McCarty plays one on the right side of that, a little wide. Good opportunity. Nobody able to track that one down for McCarty. Mason Cox was on the back side of the net looking at, he knew where the pass was going. It was just a little wind down is on here on the clock. We're inside 10 seconds now. Goal kick. Mennonite's probably just going to roll this one out. They play it forward. Jordan Krall plays it back with the head. Ball comes out of play. That should kill the clock and send us into OT. Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the Blue Demon State, 1-1. We're going to send it to the studio for a quick timeout. We're going to come back. I think we have a five-minute break here before the first overtime period starts.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sunday. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go. There.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Albia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to tonight's soccer broadcast. We apologize for all of the poor signal that we have running through our system tonight. We're up in Kelowna, and we're fighting a pretty brutal wind up here going across the field. So the signal has been tough to come by, tough to find good quality time on the air, so hopefully we've got it resolved again now. We're in overtime. We're back at the game. We're in overtime right now. The first overtime period just started. We're at 9:05 left in the game, in the first OT period. Blue Demons and Iowa Mennonite tied one apiece. Albia had a great push at the net that trip. Cleared off over the end line by the Blue Demons, unfortunately. Now a goal kick comes out, headed back by Jordan Krall. Krall to Leshen, Leshen back to Krall. Mennonite with possession now in the middle of the field. Krall gives chase. Now the ball is played over to the left side of the field by Iowa Mennonite. Nice short passing game. Iowa Mennonite really got re-energized after they got that goal past the Albia defenders with 4:47 left in the game. Now we've got the Albia defense has got to come through here. We absolutely have to shut this down. They get the ball on the far left side. They play it to the right side. There's the opportunity. Wow, was that close. That was a near miss by Iowa Mennonite. The ball was played from the left side beautifully to the head of their leading scorer. Fortunately for the Blue Demons, he has it just over the crossbar. Blue Demons have a goal kick, coming out right now. 7:50 left in this first overtime period. Blue Demons are playing into the wind again. Both goals tonight have been scored against the wind, which is somewhat surprising. There's a nice ball played upfield by the Blue Demons. Mason Cox a little over-aggressive with that play. Comes right up the back of an Iowa Mennonite player, gets a foul call. Have a free kick for Iowa Mennonite. Great distance from the net, 75 yards away. Not much to worry about. Headed backwards nicely off of the play. Tanner Kellogg retreats, gives chase, clears it out of play on the right side of the field. They're on the far side now. Mennonite with a throw-in. We stop play for a substitution for Iowa Mennonite. Since it's their throw-in, they have the ability to make that sub, and the referee is obligated to stop play and bring it back at that point unless he deems he's changing the outcome of the play with that advantage. Throw in by Mennonite now. Beautiful throw into the middle of the field. Played nicely. We've got Ethan Gray gives chase. Cleared out this trip by Bobby Belger. Iowa Mennonite is going to allow that ball to roll off the right side of the field. Out of play for a throw in. Ball thrown in. Mystery man number 4. Ball was played forward. Now the Blue Demons are on the push. The ball's on our offensive half. Anthony Tuttle brings it right back to Ethan Gray. Gray's got one on two, deflected back. Gray comes back up with it. Great challenge this trip by Nathan Peters for Iowa Mennonite. The throw from Iowa Mennonite goes straight out of play. It'll be a throw in for the Blue Demons. 6 minutes straight up left on the clock here in the first overtime period with the score tied 1-1. Tanner Kellogg takes the throw, throws it in to Tuttle. Tuttle flicks it over his head to Jordan Krall. Krall plays it up forward trying to find Ethan Gray, a little bit long. There's another play by Krall, brings it back into the middle of the field. Ball is won by Iowa Mennonite, plays it up over the midfield stripe. Belzer steps right in front of the play, takes it off of the knees and brings it right back at him. There's one that was stolen nicely by Iowa Mennonite. Changes the outcome of that play. Cody McCarty, nice job splitting two Mennonite players to Mason Cox. Unfortunately, the heel kick from Cox doesn't find Leshen. Goes to Mennonite, goes from the right side to the left. Tommy Rhodes centers it up. Cleared out by the Blue Demons on this trip. Ethan Gray now at the midfield stripe, fights for and loses the battle for the ball at that time. Great effort by Iowa Mennonite. Mennonite plays one forward into the right corner. Good ball control by Iowa Mennonite. Staged possession on that one. Bobby Belzer steps forward and takes that pass. Sends it back towards the midfield stripe. Levi Strock took the ball and turned it the other direction. Solinger clears that ball, trying to go out of play. Takes it to Ethan Gray, it appears to me. Gray plays it out to the middle of the field. McCarty's giving battle. Mason Cox to McCarty. McCarty has two on. Mennonite makes a strike at the ball. Now they've got possession back to the midfield stripe. Blue Demons are giving chase defensively now. Great short passing game. This is what we expected to see the whole night from Iowa Mennonite. I think that wind in the first half took them out of their game, and they wanted to go long and play a rundown and hit the net game. Ball's in the left corner. Leading scorer Tommy Rhodes with the ball. Plays in the center of the field. Jordan Krall clears it up to Ethan Gray. Played out by Iowa Mennonite. It'll be a throw-in for the Blue Demons back on our defensive third of the field. Tanner Kellogg now will take the throw. Kellogg's looking for somebody to break open. Finds Ethan Gray. Gray gives an ideal kick to McCarty. McCarty finds Jordan Krall to Tuttle. Tuttle's pass a little bit off the mark. Finds an Iowa Mennonite defender's foot. Here Mennonite has it on the offensive third of the field now. Push it forward. Shadow Leshen steps in nicely and stops that play. Ball is out of play. It'll be a Blue Demon throw-in. Leshen throws the ball to Cox. Chris Perez. That could be a handball. No call by the official. Ball comes off the arm clearly on the Iowa Mennonite player, and it created an advantage, actually. So that should have cost just a handball. No call. Just over 3 minutes left here in the first overtime period. Albia and Iowa Mennonite tied at one. Albia facing into the wind. This is a very daunting task coming into this wind, but fortunately for us, the Blue Demons have scored their goal, as does Iowa Mennonite. Their tally in the net went against the wind. So we've got all that on our side. Jordan Krall off of the goal kick, plays the ball up back into the middle of the field, played up by Mennonite. Iowa Mennonite plays it over to the left wing, into the center of the field. This is going to be a tough ball to clear. Great challenge. Cody Wynn and Tyler Solinger right there to stop that attempt at the net. Jordan Krall now takes that ball and whacks it towards midfield. Takes it out of play, unfortunately. It'll be an Iowa Mennonite throw-in. We're here with 2:30 left in the first overtime. Albia and Iowa Mennonite have a very, very even and well-conducted soccer match tonight. Nice throw in by Iowa Mennonite creates a great scoring opportunity here for them. Ball is taken from the left wing into the middle of the field. Their leading scorer, Tommy Rhodes, gives chase. Can't track it down. Played over to the side, though, into the corner. Had an opportunity. Here's one that he's going to do a little flick backwards, and they're going to reset. Should make Albia's defense move around a little bit. Back to the defensive line. Ethan Gray gives chase, changes the direction of that pass as they had to change their game plan once Ethan made that challenge. Creates an opportunity for the Blue Demons for a throw-in as it was a wild pass on the second time around. Just over a minute and a half left here in the overtime now. I just received word from Albia that the Lady D softball team is tied 2-2 in the top of the third inning. Hopefully the Lady D's can pull out a good win tonight. Iowa Mennonite. Bobby Belzer with a nice clear out. Then he slips. Unfortunately, can't get the ball. Mason Cox gets a pass from Shadow Weston. Weston comes back, gets the ball again. Back to Cox. Weston with that great effort comes back at the play. Nice ball by Iowa Mennonite. Terrific give-and-go opportunity there, and they've made it live. Terrific ball between the legs of an Albion defender. Cleared out by Jordan Krall. Great steal by Anthony Tuttle. Keeps that ball away from going anywhere further forward. Inside of 50 seconds left. Still tied at one here in the overtime period. Ball scoots by Anthony Tuttle and Ethan Gray. Mennonite now brings the ball back across midfield. In the middle of the field, right into towards the box. Bobby Belzer steps out beautifully and clears that ball out of play. There should be a trip. Absolutely inadvertent and great sportsmanship from Iowa Mennonite helping the Albion player up after the foul call. Jordan Krall was a recipient of that foul, but Cody McCarty takes the kick. Ball is cleared up. Mennonite wins it. Shadow Western allows the ball to go out of play. Nicely, good decision by that young man. Throw in from Western to McCarty. Unfortunately, a little bit of a hard touch. That was tough. That's a tough call. That's a no call. That one is one where the officials decided that the collision was completely incidental. Now we've got a whistle. And that's the end of the first overtime period. The Blue Demons and Iowa Mennonite once again play an even half. Drawing this overtime to a close, we're going to have a couple of minute break here before we get into the second overtime. So we're going to send it back to Scott at the studio, and then we'll be back real quick.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
Belzer Equipment in Albia has found the best seat for loader work is in the new PowerStar tractors from New Holland. That's because the PowerStar cab feels as though it was designed expressly for each operator and for loader work in particular, with an integrated loader joystick control, an equal number of forward and reverse speeds, a no-clutch fingertip shuttle option, and an optimal high-visibility roof panel that gives you a clear view to the raised loader. Stop by Belzer Equipment in Albia and feel the New Holland PowerStar difference for yourself.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Kelowna, where we're broadcasting the sub-state second-round game between the Albia Blue Demons and the Iowa Mennonite squad, ranked number 8 in the state. We're in the second overtime now, reminiscent of Monday night when Albia took Williamsburg down in a double overtime, double penalty kicks. Fortunately, tonight, the Blue Demons out the second. In the second overtime, the Blue Demons have the wind at their back. That should help us tremendously. This wind has died down some, but it is still very, very much going to change the outcome of a lot of plays in this game. Albie starts with possession. Ethan Gray has the ball, plays it out to McCarty, back towards midfield. McCarty plays it up, unfortunately out of play over the touchline. Throw in for Iowa Mennonite. Ball is to Peters. Stolen away nicely by Ethan Gray. Gray with a run. Unfortunately, a little too hard on that touch. Gets the ball moving back in the Iowa Mennonite direction. Mennonite with a run on the left side. They've got it floating in the middle of the field. The Blue Demons do a great job collapsing defensively. Comes back, steals the ball. Bobby Belzer comes up with a tremendous play defensively and clears that ball back over the midfield stripe. Looks as though it'll be a Blue Demon throw-in. Shadow Leshing going to take this throw? Yes, he is. He throws it back to McCarty. McCarty plays it across the field towards Anthony Tuttle. Won by Iowa Mennonite on that 50-50 ball. That was a good play. Blue Demons just need to figure out what that defense or that offensive position needed to be to get the win in that loose ball. Here comes Cody Wynn looking to make a save and does a great job with a slide tackle. Takes the ball out before he gets the player. And then it plays off of Iowa Mennonite, giving the Blue Demons a kick coming out from the goal. The goal kick for the Blue Demons, Gabe Gravert and Tyler Solinger back there. Gravert, as usual, is going to tee up the ball for Solinger so they can get a good place on it, good kick. Solinger's coming out, takes a swing at the ball, brings out just shy of midfield, headed back by Iowa Mennonite. Cody McCarty steals it away from there, plays the ball to the left side to Shadow Leshin, back to McCarty. McCarty just misses the outreach foot. The stretched leg of Ethan Gray, not quite long enough to corral that pass. But here we go with Anthony Tuttle. Plays the ball forward, back to the keeper for Iowa Mennonite. Good, easy play for Mennonite there. No challenge on the net. Blue Demons have played very well so far to start the second overtime period. Ball's played up by the keeper, up to the midfield stripe. Played backwards by Mennonite, setting up things a little bit, giving them a new run. We've got a guy out floating on the left side of the offense. There he is. Now we're paying attention to him. Both Kellogg and Tuttle come over to make a change in where that pass was going to go to. We're going to have a foul call against Cody McCarty, tripping from the backside. Unintentional. Caught him with the leg as he was running. No harm, no foul on that one. There's going to be a free kick here for Iowa Mennonite. Right at the midfield stripe. Let's take a look at the positioning offensively and defensively. Oh, that's a great ball. Great ball from Iowa Mennonite. Doesn't quite clear the back line by the Blue Demons. Solinger heads it out, but their offensive player had floated free. Their leading scorer, Tommy Rose, was all alone in the box. Here's a play. Number 4 takes it to the far right corner. He's looking to set one up. We've got 2-on-1 on the back side for the Blue Demons. Tuttle's got two guys he's got to defend as everybody else sucks over to the side of the field. Cleared out nicely. Shadow Leshin makes a tremendous run. Oh, we get a call that the ball was out of play over the touchline way, way back in the Blue Demon defensive side of the field. Oh, looks like we've got a call. They're bringing that call back. They're bringing that ball back. They're calling a foul. And they're bringing it back so the Blue Demons have a free kick coming out. About 70 yards, 65, 70 yards away from the net. Cody Wynn puts a foot into it, plays it up to Jordan Krall, who heads it towards the net. No play there for the Blue Demons, and out of play by Iowa Mennonite. Jordan Krall flicks the ball up off of the throw-in.
no Blue Demon offensive player attacks the ball. We lost that aggression a little bit here. We need to get it back. 5.5 to go here in the second overtime. After this, if no score here, we go to that dreaded PK shootout again like we had Monday night against Williamsburg. Played up nicely. Crawl's got the ball in the center of the field. He shoots hard and high, just high over the crossbar. That was a tremendous shot from about 25 yards out by Jordan Crawl. Had that ball been down about a foot, that ball was in the back of the net with absolutely nothing that a keeper could have done. Unfortunately for the Blue Demons, it sailed just a bit. Terrific shot. Great play by the Blue Demons keeping the pressure on. Goal kick coming out for Iowa Mennonite. They play it up into the wind. Played by Mennonite. Oh, here's a great play. Number 4 sneaks by Belzer. Cody Wynn's giving chase. He gets there. No sweat on that one. Gabe Graver comes out as Tommy Rhodes is making a chase on the left side of the field. They like trying to find Tommy Rhodes on that left side. There's a play. The ball is played up to Ethan, towards Ethan Gray. Jordan Crawl corrals it. Now we've got Gray on the left. We've got Mason Cox on the right. There's a play towards Gray. Loose ball. Jordan Crawl finds it. Challenge. Oh, it just goes over the end line. Looks like it's going to be a goal kick coming out for Iowa Mennonite. That was another terrific opportunity for the Blue Demons there. Here we go. There's a soft kick. There's one that the Blue Demons have to make them pay for. It's another mistake by Mennonite, but unfortunately Tuttle can't corral it often well enough to keep us moving offensively. Now we got one. They play at the left side to the midfielder, number 9. Matt Libby plays one. We've got their leading scorer floating free in the middle of the net. Great play there by Tanner Kellogg going to the ground. We've got to be careful with the strikes at the ball here. Make sure we've got ball before we get player. That's exactly what happened that trip. Corner kick coming up for Iowa Mennonite. Great save by the Blue Demon defense that trip. That one looked like it had trouble written all over it as they had 2 or 3 guys floating in the box. We've got about 2.5 left here in the second overtime. Three and a half left in the second overtime. That ball is placed way deep. Tried to be headed by Rhodes, it appears to be. Heads it straight down and out over the end line. No effort at all there from a defensive player needed because that one was headed straight out of play, wide right, way wide right. Here comes Graver, teeing the ball up again. Tyler Solinger is going to take this goal kick again. As usual, we got 3 minutes left, second overtime. Colton Dorpinghouse comes in again, replaces Ethan Gray, give Ethan a little bit of blow. Coach may be playing a little strategy here, gets fresh legs for Ethan Gray. He's played a terrific game tonight. Jordan Crawl with a great header backwards. There's another play. That should be a foul call on Mennonite. Absolutely. Absolutely a great call there. Free kick coming up for the Blue Demons. Cody McCarty's got the ball placed inside of the midfield stripe. He plays it high and wide right, deep. Mason Cox just couldn't quite get his head on that one. It's played back out by Mennonite. McCarty, though, has got it under control. He's got plenty of time. Take his time. Nobody around him. Tommy Rhodes gives chase for Mennonite, plays the ball up. McCarty plays a little long. Jordan Crawl just kind of sat on that one and said, nothing I can do. The keeper was already there. Belzer just chased to 50-50 ball, wins it, plays it back. Mennonite wins it again. Cody Wynn, though, steps in, plays it nicely. There's one played off of a Mennonite player. Offensive third for the Blue Demons now. That's how quick this game changes. Blue Demons are on the offensive third. We've got a throw in. Shadow Leshen throws it back to Henderson. No, McCarty, I'm sorry. McCarty had Mason Cox, just didn't quite lift it enough. Cox was wide open on the right side. Unfortunately, that ball didn't sail far enough. Libby with a great run. Kellogg's going to have to keep standing his ground. Cody Wynn steps in, changes the path for Libby, and Libby takes a strike at the net. Soft to the left side. Gabe Graver brings it back, and it's already played back to this side of the field. Won by Perez, though. Perez plays it back, number 4. Here come the Blue Demons now. Cody Wynn plays it forward. Just a little bit of an error pass. Mason Cox, beautiful pass right to the feet of Shadow Leshen. Headed by Mennonite, just over the outstretched legs of Thorpe. Here we go. Here we got numbers. We got Thorpe on the left side. He's on the left. We got Shadow Leshen and Cody McCarty filling the right. Let's see what Thorpe can do with it. Unfortunately for him, Mennonite makes a great play. Thorpe is not going to give up. Thorpe's coming back. He's fighting him all the way. Here it comes. Shadow Leshen gives chase, wins with that great speed of his, plays the ball. Leshen with control, plays it out for Thorpe. Now we got McCarty playing in the middle of the field. Jordan Crawl pounds one off of the face of an Iowa Mennonite player. It'll go out of play. Guess what we're doing, folks? We got McCarty. McCarty's going to the left side to take this corner kick.
35 seconds left. Here it is. We got Henderson subbing in for Lesher. We're getting a little more height. We got Ethan Gray coming in. Great job by the coach getting the right personnel on the field. Height and skill comes into play. Shadow Lesher comes off. We lose the speed. We lose his foot skills. However, we bring Dorf and Shadow off the field. Here it is. We're inside. Inside 15, it scores it. Are you kidding me? There's your Blue Demons have just scored the goal. The Albion Blue Demons have upset number 8 Iowa Mennonite in Corona on the corner kick. I still have no clue who won that scramble for the ball. Brad, do you have any idea? I'll tell you what, that is a mistake finish to a soccer match. It is crazy from the Iowa Mennonite standpoint. The ending comes just a mere tick or two from the end of double overtime. The Blue Demons upset number 8 Iowa Mennonite in Kelowna. We're going to send it back to the studio. I'd like to get a word with Coach Gravert, if we could, tonight, to see what he has to say about that thrilling victory.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Elvia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company. When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Elbia, 932-2422. We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Elbia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Elbia. Family when you need them.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seating. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
I've discovered it, Kevin, the thrill of the hunt.
What'd you get, Jackie?
The big mowers.
You got more than one?
I don't waste my time with amateur stuff.
So, will you use the John Deere Z-Track mower or the Select Series mower?
Depends on where I'm at and what I need. Speed and power or zero turn capabilities. And during John Deere season at Barker Implement, the price allows me to have it all.
So, once again, it's shopping, not really hunting.
Tomato, tomato, Kevin. Learn more at ebarkers.com or visit any of our 8 Barker Implement locations.
Powered by green, driven by values.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world, but our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Kelowna. This is Steve Rockwell. I'm here with Coach Graber, where the Albia Blue Demons just pulled off a stunner as time is running out in the second overtime period. Cody McCarty sends us into the game on Saturday against Solon, at Solon, with a corner kick that he puts in with no assist. He puts it in the net himself, gets the goal. I've got Coach Gravert here. And Coach Gravert, unbelievable game, tough game. You know, just perseverance alone wins that game?
You know, we've gotten to the point where we really like to play like 90 or 100 minutes in a game, just kind of get used to the terrain and stuff. But I tell you what, if Mr. Crawls is listening, I think I am going to go for that time and a half overtime for all the overtimes that we've had. But our guys just played hard. I mean, they just ran, they just got in position, they just did good things. And, this was one of those situations where we just gutted it out. That's all there was to it. And, We kind of lost the midfield area there for a little while, but then in the second overtime, I thought we regained it and we had a lot of opportunities. Anytime I was sitting over here telling, you're in there because he's got, a toe and a head. And so we just ran some people in there and luckily, Cody just curved that ball into the net and our guys are rewarded for all their hard work.
Coach, I can't agree with you more on that statement because hard work is definitely what, from my perspective, where I was standing, hard work paid off in this game. I made a comment early tonight to start this game. I wore this shirt for a reason. This 2010 state tournament shirt. This team reminds me an awful lot of that state tournament team that qualified in 2010. Incredibly strong defense. You get on a roll late, and stuff just happens for you because of the sheer determination. What's your feeling on that?
Well, I hate to compare teams. We probably were a little bit better offensively that year. But you know what? Our guys just have a tendency. I mean, when Albia play, they play hard. And when we get to the ball, we're gonna be physical and we're gonna play hard. And if that's the character of every team that we have here, then certainly everybody in Albia can be proud of that.
There's no question about that. This team has the heart of a champion, without question. Speaking of champions, I got Cody McCarty, the guy who sends us into the sub-state final championship game in our region against Solon. Cody, you sat down with a yellow card in the second half. Sometimes, as we've seen over the years, that's not a bad thing sometimes to get a little bit more fresh legs. Did that help you? Not that I want you on the bench. I said that's not a great thing during the game. But when you come back on, do you feel a little more invigorated and a little more cause to go out and win that game a little more because of that yellow card?
Yeah, it definitely gives me a little more want to go out and get there and get it done just because I had to sit on the side while my team was out there playing. It just kind of gives you a little extra motivation while you go out there.
Absolutely. It was very obvious that in the second overtime period, what Coach Graver said about the first overtime period, we lost the energy in the midfield. We lost the midfield battle quite a bit in that first period, overtime period. But in the second overtime period, the game changed. And I credit yourself and Tyler Solinger and others, Cody Wynn. I mean, the list goes on and on and on for changing the tide in there. Let's explain that last corner kick. Because time's ticking off. You seemed like you were not rushed at all. No emotion. Were you afraid you were going to run out of time?
No, I'm not really afraid. I usually try to keep my cool, don't really let my feelings get ahead of me. A bunch of people running in just thought, well, if I curve her in there and they miss it, I'll still get an opportunity to put it in the net, and that's what happened. So,
absolutely, it happened, it did. Cody McCarty missed the game winner as time expires off of the clock in the second overtime period, sending the Albia Blue Demons into Saturday's contest, noon at Solon, against Solon. Folks, this is an exciting day. If you can't be in Solon, then I really encourage you to go up. And a sub-state final matchup is one that you'll never forget in your memory. These kids have got something now. This game was impressive. Another double overtime game. We're going to call it a night here. I want to thank Coach Gravers for spending time with us.
Cody McCarty. Well, we're gonna have Tyler Solinger walks up here, and defense, as we've said all along, defense wins this championship. Tyler, you were everywhere we needed you tonight. What goes through your head as their leading scorer is floating alone in the box, you know, and you've got to cut up across another passing angle? There's all kinds of things running through your head. How do you know where to go?
Well, I just hope that my other defenders are in the right spots, which they really were tonight. We had a couple people that we needed to mark up on, and they did that clearly. And, yeah, that's about it.
Well, Tyler, you've done a great job. You've moved to a stopper, sweeper position. I mean, are you technically playing sweeper almost every minute of every game right now?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm doing.
How do you like that compared to fullback? You played mainly defender all year last year. How do you like the sweeper role? That's a lot of weight on a guy's shoulders to be that sweeper. You're the last line. You're the guy that has to direct traffic and make sure that ball doesn't land in the back of the net. And you're protecting your keeper, which is extremely important.
I like it more that I can play like more laterally to the field rather than having to stay in my own third. But, I mean, I can't do it without anybody else that's out here either. And as we keep sticking together as a team, we're going to keep going farther and farther.
That's a terrific outlook because you're 100% correct. The team aspect from this season is phenomenal. You guys get along well. Brad and I listened to you and the coaches talk at halftime. Cody McCarty stepped up, said a few words, explained what he saw on the field. Coach Krimsky both did. You know, senior leadership has played an awful lot into this success, I think. The young guys are stepping to the plate. We've got a lot of juniors and sophomores playing. Dorp steps in, gets the goal in the first half. How big was that?
That was huge for us. I mean, it looked like he came out of nowhere, but he came across and he took a shot and put one in. And that's what we're looking for, is people to be taking shots constantly.
Absolutely. The more times you put it at the net, the more times you have a chance for the ball to go in the net. You're not going to get them all in, we know that, but the odds are much greater when you do take those shots. Defensively, I've got to applaud you. You've been terrific all year long. Good luck Saturday. You know, what's your prediction for Saturday right now? Just preparation this week and see what happens? Or do you think Blue Demon's got it in the bag?
I think we're going to have to stick together as a team, and, you know, I'm hoping we don't have to go into overtime again, because that's a little nerve-wracking. But and I'd like to give a shout-out to my parents, because they couldn't make it tonight because my dad got a little sick. So I'd like to thank them for listening and everybody else for listening.
Absolutely. Tyler Solinger, the anchor of that Blue Demon defense that has been terrific all season long. We're going to call it a night here from Kelowna, out in the middle of no cell phone zone and major league wind blowing everywhere we can. But I want to tell Scott Fry thanks at the studio for putting up with all the headache that we had tonight. Tyler Solinger, great job. Keep it up and good luck on Saturday. Everybody tune in. We're going to broadcast the game live Saturday from Solon. We look forward to it. It's going to be an exciting finish to this sub-state bracket as we get Solon, who is ranked number 9. We knock off number 8. Why not take out number 9 on Saturday? For Brad Gray, this is Steve Rockwell. I'd like to thank all those sponsors that are able to help us put this thing together, and we'll see you again Saturday. From Kelowna, thanks, and have a great night.
For limited time only.